day is it today? Today is Wednesday, and it's time to smash that record button. My name is Werner Puchert, and you are listening to Finding Frequency, one man's quest to find the extraordinary in the ordinary, one day at a time. And let me tell you this, the extraordinary does not elude, even if you're stuck at home for the last couple of days and brinking or nearly on the verge of intense cabin fever. Luckily, though, Warsaw is smiling on me today because the sun is shining. I can see the color blue and yellow, and I can feel how my skin is absorbing vitamin D. That is pretty extraordinary. But something else that's pretty extraordinary and what I wanted to talk about is related to a story from my childhood, because my dear mom likes to knit. I mean, she always runs herself down, but she's a very, very talented knitter. She could knit anything. She's not a nutter, she's a knitter. Maybe a little bit of a nutter. But I also remember that because she was kind of in this whole sewing and knitting vibe, everything looked like it could be fixed through that medium. So I remember bicycles breaking down, toys breaking down, and then magically being fixed by a section of yarn, a bit of wool, and then we could continue playing again. We always knew that if something went wrong, my mom would probably end up bringing us a little bit of wool. But then in South Africa, we also have this term called boer maak 'n plan, which is roughly translated to a farmer makes a plan. Now, I always thought that was kind of like related to the genius of South African Afrikaner farmers. As much as we would like to believe that, I think it's just because the genius that is involved when you have limited supplies or limited options. And that brings me to the point that I wanted to share today. So this point is also related to a book that I read a year or so ago called The Beautiful Constraints. And it's something that I've been thinking about even in my own personal capacity for the last couple of days, because as I was mentioned, I'm doing this kind of video challenge where we have to record videos every day, and they give you these kind of random prompts, and it's like share something about something that you value, or what have you learned, what is something that you can teach someone else. So it's like these kind of little things just to get you to record video and talk to an audience. But then what I realized, and even reflecting on some of the work that I've done before or other courses I've done, is that I actually thrive on prompts. I thrive on clients giving me problems to solve. Because inherently, and this is the link back to the book, The Beautiful Constraint, is that the prompt in itself is a constraint. You have to solve this thing within this context. And I believe, and it's also reflected in this book, is that when you introduce constraints into the system, you become more creative. So here's another example. My dad, he builds trains from wood. Now, it's steam locomotives, and let me tell you, he gets very creative. But his only medium is wood. So when you look at these trains, he comes up with all these interesting solutions to come up with all the moving parts. It's a full-on train. It's moving. But it's fundamentally built out of wood. His constraint is build a train using wood. Of course, he introduces other materials, but fundamentally, he's constrained by his medium. Now, think about projects you've done where you have certain deadlines. Maybe you have a certain budget, or you only have a certain amount of materials that you can work with. Think about how creative you got to get that job done. But maybe you gave up. Think about it next time. But I know you're better than that. So it made me think now about what will I do when this video challenge stops. And in fact, I'm not too bothered about video and video challenges. I am thinking about how do I keep momentum in everything I do when the prompts dry up? Because as an entrepreneur, you're not always going to have prompts. The only thing I can think of doing, and well, only thing, I have a few options. The one is to have accountability buddies. I've got a few of those. I've got a few strong friends who, from time to time, kick my ass. The other thing that I like to do to keep myself accountable or keep myself going, even if I don't have prompts, is to announce what I'm doing. Because in a way, this project, Finding Frequency, is exactly that. I announced to a handful of people, and now you are one of them, that I'm going to do this. So every day I'm thinking, damn it, I made a promise. I made a commitment. Let me get something out there. And of course, it's up to your own personal standards what the quality of that will be. But then again, a friend of mine once said, Banner, just hit the record button and speak. Don't give up on what you've promised. Now, I'm sure there's some other options too. And maybe you know. I'd love to know what you think. How can I introduce constraints to keep myself creative and keep myself accountable and keep myself going? Do you have a plan?